We've got ourselves a fascinating matchup on Sunday night. We welcome you on this Friday to Eagles 360. Why not start that way? Dave Spadaro, Eagles Insider with Chris McPherson. We're at the NovaCare Complex, and we're getting ready to head south and find out just how for real this Eagles team is and the Carolina Panthers. An undefeated 5-0, how good are they?
I think they're a very good team, in fact. You look at that offense, Cam Newton is arguably playing the best football of his entire career, and that defense is going to be so tough. That's why I loved hearing DeMarco Murray say that we need to rise our level of play to match what the defense has done to this point in the season. The offense, they cannot turn the football over. They need to get going against this stout Carolina defense. And then the defense, they need to be able to contain Cam Newton and a rushing attack that runs more than any other team in the NFL.
And in the passing game, Greg Olsen, one of the most productive tight ends in the NFL. So those are the storylines for the game. Let's get you caught up on everything happening with the Eagles today on this Friday. The Eagles on the training field. Alex Smith has our Eagles update here, our 360 update.
Hi, everyone. I'm Alex Smith, and this is your 360 update. The Eagles are preparing for Sunday night showdown in Charlotte with the Carolina Panthers, and today we bring you the best of the week that was here at the NovaCare Complex, and we'll start things off by hearing from the Eagles players as they get set to face the undefeated Panthers, led by quarterback Cam Newton.
I think Cam last year was different. Cam was coming off an ankle surgery, they weren't really running him that much. He's playing different this year, so I think, you know, I've said it before, I don't think a lot of the things we did last year are really what we're going to be doing this year. So.
I played against him in college. He's a big boy, and you know, I don't think, you know, he's going to take a few people to bring him down. You know, he's just so tall, and I think 250-pound quarterback, so it's going to take a few people to bring him down.
You know, Cam is really, it does jump out at you, the progression he's made over his career, and this year he's really running the offense at a high rate right now.
He's a big guy, but you know, that's, I'll take the credit from his ability, man. He can throw the ball, he can run the ball. You know, he's a good quarterback.
Kind of alter your rush a little bit because you don't want him to get out and beat you with his legs. And I think that's what gives a lot of teams trouble. But for us, I feel like we just got to go in and just play like how we played. Last year, just go in relentless, make sure our rush is cohesive. We are attacking them, collapsing the pocket like what we did last week. And just read our keys and make sure we know where to be in the defense we call.
As the Eagles' offense continues to get back on track, they'll hope to do so by establishing the running game once again, as they were able to do against the Giants on Monday night when they ran for over 150 rushing yards.
Yeah, everybody's picking it up. You know, I think, you know, everyone, like I said, everyone has looked in the mirror and be like, hey, we have to play better as a group. And I think, you know, defense, they've been playing great, you know, all year. So I think it's time for offensively, we got to, you know, match their play. And, you know, we all have to make plays, you know, when the time comes.
And as the Eagles look to get that ground game back in line on Sunday night, Panthers linebacker Luke Kuechly knows that each of the Eagles' three running backs bring something different to the table.
I think they ran the ball really well. I think they got in a groove. I think DeMarco looked great. I think, you know, you guys got Sproles in there. I played against him quite a few times. And Ryan Matthews, I think each one of those guys kind of has a little bit different style of running. And I think that's something that's a challenge. You know, you can get used to going against one guy and then to put somebody else in. I think you really got to take into account who's in the game right is.
That will wrap things up here from the NovaCare Complex. We'll see you for our kickoff show on Sunday night at 7:30.
Thanks so much, Alex. In just a bit, Chris and I will provide our key matchups for this game. Alex returns with some stats-only numbers for you. But next up, Chris, a stalwart on the defensive line just goes out and does his job.
Yes, indeed. Now, some of you might be thinking it's Fletcher Cox, but no, it's nose tackle Benny Logan. I'm going to ask him about sack celebrations. He got his first one in quite some time a couple weeks ago against New Orleans, and the workplace hazard, so to speak, of playing along the interior of the defensive line. It's this week's Lay's Kel Cook Presents Crunch Time, and that's coming up next on Eagles 360.
Carbs to compete. Electrolytes to replenish. Everything you need to keep sweating.
130 yards now. Bill's got a very tough lie here.
Looks like we have some sort of sea monster in the water hazard here.
I believe that's a Kraken, Bruce.
It looks like he's going to go with the 9-iron. That may not be enough club.
Well, he's definitely going to lose a stroke on this hole.
If you're a golf commentator, you whisper. It's what you do. If you want to save 15% or more on car insurance, you switch to GEICO. It's what you do.
This golf course is electric.
You need more chips? Fellas?
I'm sorry.
We were daydreaming.
About that VIP tailgate and game tickets?
Yeah.
That pregame sideline experience.
Exactly.
Or even Eagle season tickets.
How do you know?
We both have the new instant game from the Pennsylvania Lottery.
Yeah, the Eagles instant game with top prizes of 50 grand.
And second chance prizes including season tickets.
The Pennsylvania Lottery. Bring your dreams to life.
Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to this week's edition of Lay's Kettlecook Presents Crunch Time. My special guest is none other than star nose tackle Benny Logan.
Not a star, but hey.
You're getting to that point, though.
No.
When you go to the Pro Bowl at the end of this season, which fans can vote now, no pressure for the rest of the year, but nonetheless, when the fans help get you to the Pro Bowl, who are you going to take with you?
Who am I going to take with me to the Pro Bowl? Good question. Probably my cousin, because he helped, you know, set the foundation and helped me, you know, get a jump start at LSU. Okay. And just helped me get seen, so I definitely will reward
cousin's
him.
Cousin's name?
Harry Gary.
You gotta give him love here.
Yeah, Harry Gary. I definitely take my cousin to the Pro Bowl with me. Babe, that's in Hawaii?
I believe it's in Hawaii, once again.
Oh, yeah.
Does that change things now? Do you have to take more people, because now everyone's
going to
be
I have to take more people definitely to Hawaii with me.
Sounds good. Now, what is the toughest part of playing the nose tackle position? The underappreciated part of it.
The toughest part about playing the nose tackle position, I would definitely say just doubles. Like, you always get double teamed a lot, like a whole lot. And a lot of teams like kind of like scheme, try to scheme block you and do different kind of things that you adjust to on the run, or once you get to a sideline, correct them. But that would definitely be the biggest thing. But other than that, I just have fun with it.
You don't get a chance to put up the big sack tolls
other
defensive linemen again. I'm sure that's probably a tough part of it.
It is, but the thing is, like, we have really good pass rushers. So I feel like if I stop the run and allow the old guys to rush the passer, I mean, that's a win for me or whatnot. I don't really care about it. The sacks is good.
Of course.
On the stat sheets or whatnot, but anytime we get a team win out of it, I'm always happy. So
a couple weeks ago against the Saints,
uh-huh.
You took down Drew Brees, your first sack since the 2013 season,
yeah.
If I'm correct. Did you know what to do at that point? Were you like,
do I celebrate?
Do I dance?
No, I didn't celebrate anything. I was always told, you know, just act like you've been there before. So I didn't celebrate. I didn't dance or anything like that. I made a sack. You know, I got up. Next snap, I ain't really,
now,
I didn't
Benny,
really care.
Benny, you were a third-round pick.
Uh-huh.
Do you ever look at the list of guys who were taken before?
Oh, man, definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
Okay.
I've been there. I think, like, last year or something like that, all the D-tackles that went ahead of me and things like that, I think only one guy really outperformed me was Shelton Richardson with the Jets, who's a real good guy, good player. I'm a real good friend. Like, we talk whenever we meet and stuff like that. I think he was the only one really outperforming. Like, the other guys, you know, was pretty average. So, but I don't really let that get to him. I just use that extra motivation, that extra fuel. Like, everybody overlooked me because they said I was this and I was that. So I just go out there and just try to. That's just another chip I have on my shoulder to go out there and just dominate more.
All right, Benny, so you went to LSU.
Yes.
You're from Coushatta?
Coushatta.
Coushatta, Louisiana.
Coushatta, Louisiana.
Have a nice, thick Southern accent.
Yeah.
In the Eagles locker room, I'm sure there's some guys, they meet you for the first time, and they're like,
what is he saying?
What is Benny saying?
Exactly.
Are there guys in the locker room who you talk to that you're like, I don't know what that cat's saying?
I wouldn't say in the locker room, but just in the city.
Really?
Like, people up here talk so fast. Someone used to be from Louisiana, everybody talk like slow, you can understand them. And people like talk like they're racing. And when I first got here, I always tell people like, huh? Like, what you say? And this and that. And then I just got to a point where I was just saying like, yeah, okay. But people talk fast.
You just shake
here.
Your head. And they can
say exactly.
All
like,
kinds
I
of
don't
things.
Even know. Like, they talk so fast. I just start agreeing with what they say.
So what about Chip Kelly? He talks faster than pretty much anyone.
Chip Kelly, he talks fast, but you can understand. Like, sometimes you can't understand his word because they run over, but most of the time you can understand what he's saying, so, yeah.
So, Sunday night, prime time.
Prime time, baby.
The undefeated
yes.
Carolina Panthers What is the toughest aspect of going against a quarterback like Cam Newton, who obviously very talented from an arm throwing standpoint, but very big? You know he's a threat to run with the football. You take off at any point. What's the biggest challenge there?
The biggest challenge, you know, regardless of like all this physical ability, is just the energy that they're coming off of a big win against Seahawks. Them feeding off of that going into a Sunday night primetime game is like a lot of energy and momentum going in their favor. So, of course, they're going to be hyped for a big game they're going to be looking forward to. But Cam Newton is a big runner, passing quarterback who's doing a better job of passing the ball the past year. But at the same time, if you give them lanes to run, he definitely will put the ball down him and get the big yardage. So we just got to be containing our rush and just make sure we just handle him, you know, every snap.
So another big game by Sunday.
Yes, definitely.
If it's in prime time, what happens.
Exactly.
One step closer to the Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
Future Pro Bowl nose tackle Benny Logan, our special guest on this week's edition of Lay's Kettle Cook presents Crunch Time. Thanks for joining us. I'm Chris McPherson, and we'll see you next week.
This fall at Dunkin' Donuts, get lost in pumpkin. Pick up your favorite pumpkin-flavored beverages and baked treats like the new Pumpkin Cheesecake Square while they're still here. America runs on Dunkin'.
I step to Philly.
I step to Philly.
The bus.
The trolley.
The train.
Jefferson Station.
Airport Line.
69th Street.
Broad Street.
To the game.
Paoli.
Sharon Hill.
Chestnut Hill.
Regional Rail.
I step to Philly.
The Broad Street Line on game days.
A la bodega.
To the movies.
To my parkway.
Spring Garden.
Late night.
West Philly.
South Philly.
North Philly!
With Xfinity, stream your recordings anywhere or download them to your smartphone or tablet to watch when you're offline.
Oh, now that would be nice.
Let's take it on the train.
Awesome.
Or on a plane.
This will work in a plane.
You can even watch on the moon.
Call or click today.
Travel with Philadelphia Eagles players and alumni on Apple Vacations Beach Blitz. Go to applevacations.com/Eagles for more information.
Welcome back. It's Eagles 360 every Monday through Friday at 5 p.m. right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Insider Dave Spadaro, Chris McPherson. Now time for us to give you our key matchups. Why don't you begin?
I'm going to start with the Eagles offense. I'm going to look at tight end Zach Ertz going against Panthers safety Roman Harper. You look at last Sunday's win for Carolina over Seattle. Jimmy Graham, the tight end for Seattle, had his best game of the season. He was able to attack the seam, go after Harper. So, obviously, the Seahawks wanted to get him involved, not just from a talent standpoint to help the offense, but also that's a weakness in this Carolina defense, specifically at that safety position. To me, you look at the battle on the outside, Josh Norman, one of the best corners at this point in the season. Going to be tough sledding there on the outside for the Eagles, so the Eagles must attack the middle of the field. This is going to be a big game for Zach Ertz and Brent Celek as they can go after the veteran, Roman Harper. But certainly, the tight end is not going to be just a focus for the Eagles, but for the Panthers offense as well.
Well, I want to talk about the Panthers defense. It's interesting to me. Who starts next to Roman Harper? It's Kurt Coleman starting with the Panthers on defense, and that's been a very productive defense, and we'll see how the Eagles go after Coleman. I want to take a look at the real heart of the Carolina Panthers defense, and that's the linebacker positions. Luke Kuechly is an all-pro player. Thomas Davis, an outstanding to-the-ball kind of player. No Shaq Thompson this week for Carolina, so that's a loss. Now, I look at Jason Kelce as the player who's got to get to that second level and kind of minimize the speed and the range of the linebackers, particularly Kuechly. Really interested to see how the Eagles strategize to get Kelce free into the second level of this Carolina Panthers defense and hopefully get the Eagles running game going and staying as hot as it's been.
Are you going to have to pop a finger back in?
That was nasty, wasn't it?
That was pretty disgusting, to say the very least. So, we talked about the Panthers linebackers. Let's look at the Eagles linebackers. Look, the Eagles got to Cam Newton 9 times, 9 sacks in that game last year on Monday Night Football. a much different Cam Newton this year. He's very good at rushing the football. You can expect probably 8 to 10 design runs for him throughout the course of the game. So that means the edge rushers. I'm looking at Brandon Graham, Connor Barwin. What are they going to have to do? They're going to have to be very disciplined in their rush. Certainly, they're going to have to account for the fact that at any point, Newton in the read option can hand off the ball to Jonathan Stewart, or he can take off with the ball himself. But he's also very deft in the pocket and able to move within the pocket to be able to find the receivers down the field. So it's going to be very, very tough sledding, where last year they had no problem being able to get after him. It's going to be much different this time around.
It's a kind of a weird, wacky, wild Carolina Panthers offense. They run that inverted wishbone. They give you a lot of different looks, all designed to pound, pound, and pound some more. Now, when they throw the football, they don't throw as much to the outside. They throw it to their tight end. And Greg Olsen has had a terrific season as Cam Newton's favorite target. There's no Kelvin Benjamin out there. Ted Ginn Jr. and Philly Brown, they're not exactly elite players, although Ginn will go down the field and try to stretch a defense. The Eagles' challenge this week is to slow the tight end, and Olsen is one of the best in the league, and he and Newton are absolutely on the same page, particularly in the red zone. Malcolm Jenkins, probably one of the lead role players here in covering Olsen, although it will take a group effort. I expect the Eagles to pay a lot of attention, maybe some bracket coverage in the secondary to slow Olsen. And if you slow Olsen and you contain Newton in the pass in the run game, and you don't let Jonathan Stewart beat on you, I like the matchup, Chris.
Great matchup. Eagles have one of the best run defenses in the entire league, and they'll certainly be put to the test. Now we know the Panthers are 5-0. We mentioned the Panthers run the ball more than any other team in the league. So what are some of the other numbers to look out for? After this quick commercial break on Eagles 360, we'll bring in Alex Smith to deliver the numbers of the week in Stats Only.
Tickets, Metro tickets.
You need a Metro ticket. Talk to me, please.
How do I even know these are real tickets?
You touch it.
How do I know they're legit?
Is this leather legit? How do we really know? It looks good, right?
Is the Metro paying you to do this?
No, I'm paying myself. I gotta make profit.
That makes more sense.
Does the baby need a Metro ticket? I'll give her one on me. These tickets, they're not stealing your soul. You can look at them. Man, nobody wants to buy tickets from a guy on the street. I don't understand.
Even ordinary moments become milestones when you've overcome cancer. At Jefferson Sidney Kimmel Cancer Center, if we had a marker for every patient we treated who is now cancer-free, markers would be everywhere. Evidence that our personalized approach to cancer treatment is producing some of the highest survival rates in the nation. And that's a milestone for everyone. Jefferson, until every cancer is cured.
When you get away from smartphones and video games and tablets, it's amazing what you can really plug into. This season, shop the brands you love, plus thousands of items on sale now. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
This is one of those did-you-know moments, and it refers to numbers. Dave Spadaro, Chris McPherson. We are now turning it over to Alex Smith. Stats only, the numbers inside the game, the Eagles and the Panthers.
Hi, everyone. I'm Alex Smith, and this is Stats Only. Today, we will go beyond the box score and tell you everything that you need to know about the Eagles' victory over New York on Monday night and take a look ahead to the Sunday night game against the Carolina Panthers. And we'll start things off by looking at how the Eagles' defense turned things around in a big way after giving up a touchdown on the opening drive against the Giants. After surrendering 75 yards and a touchdown on the opening drive of the game, the Eagles allowed just 172 yards on the final 12 drives that resulted in 8 punts, 2 interceptions, a fumble, and a turnover on downs. The defense forced 3 turnovers against a Giants team that came into the game with just 3 total giveaways all season long. After capping off that first drive with a 13-yard touchdown reception, Odell Beckham Jr. was shut down in the second half. The Eagles held the Giants to just 5.0 yards per pass attempt and prevented Beckham from recording a reception in the second half. It was the first time in his career that Beckham has ever been held without a catch in any half. As has been the case for most of the season, forcing turnovers was the name of the game for the Eagles on Monday night, as they added to their already impressive numbers when it comes to taking the ball away. Over the last two games, the Eagles have forced 7 turnovers, including 3 on Monday, and have taken the ball away 12 times over their last 4 games. With 16 total takeaways this season, the Eagles rank 2nd in the NFL behind only Denver at 17 and are tied for the league lead with 8 fumble recoveries. The Eagles have forced at least 1 turnover in 12 straight games for a total of 29 during that span. The Eagles tallied 2 interceptions against Eli Manning, who came into the game with just 2 interceptions on the year. One of those picks came from DeMeco Ryans, who became the only NFL linebacker with at least 1 interception in each of the last 4 seasons. As we turn our attention ahead to Carolina, we take a look back at last year's game against the Panthers to see if the Eagles can repeat any of that magic from 2014 and bring it back this time around. In last season's commanding 45-21 win, the Eagles dominated the line of scrimmage on defense and kept Panthers quarterback Cam Newton in check for the entire game. Though he added a pair of touchdown tosses late, Newton was picked off 3 times in Philadelphia, with one of those being returned for a touchdown. Newton was also sacked a career-high 9 times by the Eagles, with Connor Barwin pitching in with 3.5 quarterback takedowns. If the Eagles can bring a pass rush anywhere near similar to last year's game, the Panthers' undefeated record will surely be put to the test. That'll wrap things up for this week's edition of Stats Only. We'll see you back here next week on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Thanks so much, Alex, and he'll be back on Sunday night with some game-specific numbers on our kickoff show. That's 7:30 on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Make sure you're with us then. We'll be live from Carolina and from the NovaCare Complex. When we return to Eagles 360, Chris McPherson and I will give you our final thoughts as the Eagles wrap up a week of training and look to head into the bye week on a high.
A wave of game day excitement is rolling into Dunkin'. Taste the new Tailgater Breakfast Sandwich stacked with smoked sausage, fire-roasted peppers, and onions. America runs on Dunkin'.
Carbs to compete. Electrolytes to replenish. Everything you need to keep sweating.
Hi, my name is Jim Taylor. I've been with Acme for 34 years. Our Lancaster brand beef is the best around. We cut our meat fresh every day. We actually have customers come from other stores just for our meat.
Freshness is our number one priority. No one beats our fresh fish.
We have the freshest apples, the Christie's lettuce. Fresh produce is what we do.
We do the best cake decorating in the area, hands down.
123 years strong. Come on in, you'll see the changes, you'll feel it, you'll love it.
With Xfinity, stream your recordings anywhere or download them to your smartphone or tablet to watch when you're offline.
Oh, now that would be nice.
Let's take it on the train.
Awesome.
Or on a plane.
This will work in a plane.
You can even watch on the moon.
Call or click today.
Eagles fans, score a touchdown of your own by downloading the new McDonald's app for some delicious deals on the download. Offers are updated weekly, and you can receive a free sandwich just for downloading the app. McDonald's, I'm loving it. Eagles insider Dave Spadaro, along with Chris McPherson, will offer our final thoughts in just a moment. First, the game plan crew, Ike Reese and Mike Quick, talking a little bit about the Panthers' defense. We know about Luke Kuechly, and we know all about Thomas Davis, and we know how good they are and sound and fundamental. Did you know that they've got a cornerback who's one of the very best in the NFL right now? His name is Josh Norman, and we take a deep look at him.
All right, Mike, let's take a look at the scouting report. Brings us to cornerback Josh Norman for the Carolina Panthers, probably having his best year of his 4-year career. Cornerback out of Coastal Carolina, very good versus the run and the pass. Watching here in the flesh, does a nice job of avoiding the cut block, comes up and makes a great tackle.
Well, you don't see all cornerbacks this aggressive when the ball is in someone's hands where they got to make a tackle. This is a really nice job avoiding the block and coming up, making a big stop. He's a big body cornerback. He does a lot of things well.
Yeah, and you watch him here in the red zone. Does a nice job. Great zone concept here from the Carolina Panthers. I like his technique on the outside. He uses the bell technique, keeps his eyes on the quarterback. He's in good relation with Brandon Cooks, the wide receiver here. But the best part about this, he knows it's zone coverage. He knows he's alone over here. Yep. He's just watching the quarterback. Great interception here.
Well, and he knows that he's got the sideline that's going to help him on the outside. And all he's got to do is watch the quarterback and keep a good relationship with that wide receiver. He does a really nice job of going up playing the football.
Watch him here. You motion the back out of the backfield. You got two receivers over here. He's in a little combo situation. And, again, he's just route reading, looking at the quarterback's eyes. Nice job breaking on the football. This is what we don't want to see, pick six.
Again, working in the boundary, knows that he's got that sideline to protect him. And all he's got to do is keep his eyes on the quarterback, and he leads him right to the football.
Yeah, very crafty, savvy, veteran cornerback. When Sam Bradford chooses to go to Josh Norman's side, better make sure he gets that ball there decisively.
Ike and Mike, thank you very much. Some final thoughts, Chris?
Well, first, I'm going to look at quarterback Sam Bradford. He had three interceptions in the Monday night win over the Giants, and certainly he knows that he has to improve upon that. That's something that has not been a constant in his career, so it's a little bit of a surprise this year. But against this very good, opportunistic Panthers defense, we just looked at Josh Norman, tied for the league with four interceptions on the year, has to be able to cut that number down. Now, another player I'm looking to step up, Jordan Matthews, had a career high in terms of receiving yards in last year in the Monday night win over the Panthers. I wouldn't be surprised to see the Eagles move him around, maybe possibly on the outside, just to create a little bit of a matchup problem against Carolina, because you look at the fact that the Eagles are banged up. Nelson Aguilar battling the ankle injury. Riley Cooper is injured as well. So maybe moving around Matthews could, at least for the most part, keep Panthers kind of off edge and realize he's more than just a slot weapon.
I think this is a really great coaching matchup. Eagles defense against Carolina and Cam Newton. What do they do to minimize the impact of the run game from Cam Newton? And then the Eagles offense, how do you get those linebackers off the line of scrimmage and not allow them to play downhill and pierce through the Eagles offensive line to stop this run game? I think it's a low-scoring game. I think the Eagles have a chance to win this game very much so. I believe the Eagles are a developing team, a maturing team, pieces coming together, and I look for a good game. Not a great game, a good game, a solid game, a low turnover game from Sam Bradford. And I think the Eagles win this game along the lines of 24-13.
That sounds about right. I would say the big thing for the Eagles is they are improving. You want to get them going to the bye in 4-3 and to be able to knock down Carolina. Look, undefeated, Sunday Night Football down there. It's going to be a hyped-up atmosphere. Yeah. They've got to be able to play and kind of get the crowd out of it early and take care of their business. Yeah. But I definitely think they're on the right track. Certainly a good test here.
We'll see you on Sunday night for Chris McPherson. He'll be live in the NovaCare Complex for the kickoff show. I'll be down in Carolina. For Chris, I'm Dave. We thank you for joining us. Please join us for the kickoff show on Sunday night, 7:30. We are live all the way through the game, halftime report, as well as our postgame show presented by Rico. It's a big one for the Eagles. Hope you enjoy it, and thanks for joining us, everyone. Have yourselves a great Eagles day.